searching for identity, trying to go the right way and learn where he's supposed to be. He's dealt with negativity, he's dealt with lots of pain, been wounded by the words of others, yet he still maintains a positive attitude, determined to succeed. He learns about the God who shall supply all of his needs and cleanse him of his wicked ways, forgiving him of his evil deeds, giving him life abundantly. God does much more than the eye can see. The youngster tries to progress in the environment he's living in, surrounded by many temptations. He's been searching for some Christian friends. He got saved 4 months ago, and since that day he's continued to grow. He wants to tell the world the good news that he knows, and he's trying to figure out how at 12 years old. And he has an older brother that he loves, who's caught up in that street life, clubbing and selling drugs. He's going down a danger path that has left others dead. So his little brother cried out to God one day and said,
Lord, I thank you for saving me. I really want to be the best Christian that I can be. I don't want to worry, I don't want to complain, but I have so many thoughts running through my brain. See, it's my brother, it's like he doesn't even hear what I'm saying. So now, my Lord, I come to you and I'm praying that you would show my brother the way, help him to change and get saved today.
He prays for his older brother every single day, believing Christ will save his soul, showing him the way. He tries to explain the debt that Jesus Christ has paid, but his brother is like, little bro, there's money to be made, and there's so many rules that I do not want to obey. I'm trying to live it up and have fun while at my age, so take it easy, little bro. I respect what you're doing, though. One of these days I will get into the Bible too, then you can help me grow. But right now, little man, I ain't ready to carry that load. It's just too heavy. And you know me, I don't wanna be a fake. I don't ever wanna break a promise to you that I make. So I'ma do my thing and you do you. Pray for your brother though, I need it, dude. I love you and thanks for your heart for the pure. I ain't tryna shoot it down, I'm just giving you the real. I know you may feel like it ain't fair, but sooner or later I will get there. As he walks away, the younger brother thinks to himself, you just don't understand. Why would you wait? Come to the Lord right now so you can fulfill his plan.
Lord, I thank you for saving me. I really wanna be the best Christian that I can be. I don't wanna worry, I don't wanna complain, but I have so many thoughts running through my brain. See, it's my brother, it's like he doesn't even hear what I'm saying. So now, my Lord, I come to you and I'm praying that you would show my brother the way, help him to change and get saved today.
The younger brother kept on praying for his big bro. He didn't feel like anything was really changing, though. He wondered what else he could do to help, he was concerned. He didn't want his brother's life to take a tragic turn. The younger brother kept on praying for his big bro. He didn't feel like anything was really changing, though. He wondered what else he could do to help, he was concerned. He didn't want his brother's life to take a tragic turn. As time went on, the older brother started to get tired of the lifestyle he was living. He was not inspired. Plus, he knew he was putting his younger bro at risk by taking part in activities that were dangerous. This kept on weighing on his mind, but what else could he do? He needed to survive, and that's the only life he knew. But then he thought about a text he got a week ago, 1 Peter 5:7, sent by his little bro. He felt convicted, he couldn't do it no more. He yelled, Jesus, save me, as his knees hit the floor. He was intense, confessing his sins, saying, I will not go back to that lifestyle again. I put my trust in you, and to you I submit my life. Thank you for saving me, I love you, Jesus Christ. He then called his little bro and told him the good news. A 12-year-old yelled, praise God, Jesus, I thank you.